Going into my fourth year in business online, I am going into it with a slightly different mindset. On today's episode, I'm going to break down how I am looking at things in my business going forward and how you can maybe make that shift too. So stay tuned.
What change becomes possible when 100,000 people are impacted by your work? This question came to me one day, and I have been working to find the answer ever since. Hi, I'm Jess, and I help online course creators amplify their influence and create a movement with their message. And on this podcast, I am sharing the simple strategies and systems to help you impact more people with your programs so you can create quantum growth in your industry. You are listening to the Quantum Course Creator Podcast.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Quantum Course Creator Podcast. Jess here, and today I am talking all about the mindset shift that I'm taking going into the new year. As I said in the intro, I have been in business for 4 years now. I just started my fourth year in this online business, though I've been building businesses and creating content online since 2011, so I've been on the internet for a hot minute. But I really am going into this year looking at things a little bit differently. And so on today's episode, I wanted to break that down and help kind of show you how things have changed and why things have changed. So maybe if you need a change, you can adopt this mindset too. So before we get in, I want to talk about how I started online. I think that this is really important because I think that having that perspective and seeing that contrast in how things have changed helps give you context to this big shift in my mindset and in my energy. So in my first year in this online business, back in 2019, I ran full speed ahead. In case you're not familiar with my story, I started my business after my husband lost his job. He was laid off in the fall of 2018, and I just had this like fire inside of me to take back control of our family's circumstances. I had been running a like health coaching business that was supported by a multi-level marketing company, and I was really feeling kind of like burnt out in that business. Like I knew that there was something more for me. I had been playing small, but it was safe, right? It was something that I felt comfortable doing. It's something I'd been doing for years and years, and it felt very safe. But then this life-changing event happened, and I knew that something had to change. And so back in 2019, I just had this fierce passion and fire in my belly, in my spirit, and I ran full speed ahead. And this type of business, creating digital courses, mentoring people in this way, was entirely new to me at the time. And I threw everything at the wall. I tried everything once. I launched multiple products. I was just moving forward. And I feel like there is a time and a place for that energy in your business, right? I like to think of this like rolling a rock up a hill. At the beginning, if you have this giant boulder at the bottom of a hill, you have to kind of spin your wheels to get going. You have to work harder than you necessarily will once you get momentum to get the rock going. And a lot of people who have time and experience in their business like to say things like I'm going to say in this episode, but they don't give you the context that the beginning did not look like that, right? The beginning did not look like taking it slow and being intentional. The beginning looked like running as fast as you can to build momentum. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong, right? It didn't Like I have mixed feelings about it. It did cause a lot of burnout, but it also got me going. And I think that going into that first year in business, your mindset has to look different than it does in your fourth and beyond year in business. So I was working way harder than I needed to, creating more things than I needed to, spending way more time on the things that weren't actually making money than I needed to. But in my first year in business, I launched multiple courses and I made $100,000, $106,000 to be specific. And so I did what I set out to do. I created a six-figure business in my first 12 months by running just as fast as I could. And in that process, though, I burned out. A lot of my relationships struggled, right? It wasn't the healthiest thing for me.
And so I really had to like look at that at the end of the year and say, okay, at what cost? You did it, but look at where things are now and really look at what I had to do and what I wanted to do moving forward. And so that was really when things kind of shifted for me in the next 3 years of my business. In 2020, 21, and 22, my energy was a little bit different, right? I knew that I didn't want to burn myself out. I knew that I needed to kind of take my time. However, I really found myself hesitating and second guessing and really kind of looking outward of me to before I was moving forward, right? Those years also were very growth focused. Also, I guess I'm going into my fifth year in business. I'm just bad at math because I've had 4 years in business. Anywho, but I was very like focused outward on what are other people doing to be successful. That's how I need to show up. And that led to its own host of issues. But again, I've grown a very successful business over the last 4 years. But with that second guessing, with that lack of assurance in what I was doing, I showed up with a lot of half-assed energy, right? Where year one, I had full-ass energy, but not a ton of direction or focus. The next 3 years, I had a lot of like unsure half-ass energy that also didn't necessarily serve me, right? I had a lot of focus, but not a lot of momentum. And so I realized at the end of last year that I, in another way, was just playing it safe, right? And I realized that I was afraid to go all in on anything. So I went half in on everything. And maybe you can resonate with that. Maybe you've experienced that too, where you're afraid to put in all this time and effort if it didn't work out, or you were afraid to waste your time. Right? How many times have you thrown something at the wall because you were afraid that if you committed all in with your full ass, that it wouldn't pan out, right? That it would be a waste of time, that then you would be a failure because you tried and it didn't have the outcome that you wanted. And without realizing it, that's really what I had been doing. I had been putting in time and effort, but not with my full ass or my full level of commitment. And then therefore, I was creating a half-assed result, right? And this was really a big aha for me because I understand the energetics of the universe. I understand the energetics of business. I understand how this stuff works. And I know that your guides, the universe, whatever you want to call it, cannot line up behind you to help you reach a certain outcome unless you commit with your full ass, right? And so when you make that decision, when you go all in on one thing, when you decide that this is the thing that I am doing right now, the universe is like, yes, how can we line up to make that happen for you? But if you're like, I don't know, I'm going to try this, or maybe I'll try that, or maybe I'll do a little bit of this, or maybe I'll try that, then the universe is like, I want to help you, but like, I don't have, like, where are we going? We're ready to rally. Point us in the right direction, right? And so not only is your lack of commitment keeping you from going in that direction, right? You're kind of throwing things at the wall. You're trying new things. You're dipping your toe in whatever it is you dip your toe in, but you are not full ass committing to the thing that you want because you're afraid that if you do full ass commit, you're going to fail or it's not going to work. But by half ass committing, it's already not working or it's only working a little bit and you're not getting ultimately what you want. And this is absolutely what I was doing in my business. And I look at the agency as a really great example of this. I had the idea, my husband and I had the idea to start an agency back in 2021 in Sedona, Arizona, when we were there with our friends. And I was like, why don't we do this for other people? Why don't we take this on as a service? And then all of these little like fears popped up, right? Well, what if no one hires you? Who are you to do this for people? Like all of these things, like, well, what if you go all in on this and like it's a total failure? All of the fears, right? And so we dipped our toe in it, right? We didn't publish it. We didn't say that this was a thing that we did. We had our first client who got awesome results. And then just kind of by like energetic word of mouth, like the weirdest way that clients would find me and ask, do you do this? And I'd be like, well, actually, yes. Like, even though you would have absolutely no idea based on anything that I've ever created in the internet, yes, this is something that we do. And so through that like secret process, we kept bringing on clients and kept giving them great results. And I realized like, man, how much more successful could this be if rather than being afraid that it's not going to work, we just commit to it. So that's what we've been doing so far this year. We're only a few weeks into the year and the agency has already become an extremely successful stream of revenue in our business. Not only has it brought in almost $30,000 in cash at this point, like paid contracts, but we also have like over six figures contracted out for the rest of the year. By the middle of January, like because I went all in, I created systems, I marketed it, I decided that this is something that we are doing with my full ass. And it's such a reminder of that commitment to going all in. And with that, finally, halfway through this episode, I'm going to reveal the mindset that I am going into 2023 with and hopefully beyond. And this mindset is influencing every single area of our business. And that is, do it right so you only have to do it once. And when I decided to adopt this mindset, it completely shifted the way that I look at how I'm showing up in my business. I absolutely was that person that was like, throw it out there, see what happens, and build it on the way down. But I realized that energy was lacking a level of commitment that I needed to like get the energy in the universe behind me. But I was also lacking a level of commitment that I needed to make it happen. The reason I made six figures my first year in my business was because I decided I was going to make six figures. I didn't know how. I had never seen six figures before in my life. I had never made six figures before in my life. I had no actual concept of how I was going to make that happen. But I decided to make it happen, and I took the necessary steps forward to make that happen because I had decided. And so taking that into consideration, this mindset shift, do it once, or do it right, so you only have to do it once, is the same kind of declaration. It is so easy in this industry to fall into the trap of move fast and break things, right? Sell things before they're created. Throw it out there and see what happens. But that lack of commitment, that lack of doing it right is making you busier than you have to be, right? If you do it half-assed, you have to do it again. And that second time, you're probably not going to be as excited about it as the first time, right? I have so many clients that we're working with who are recreating a course they already created the bad way or a like not an intentional way the first time. And so they are duplicating their efforts. They are doing something a second time because they didn't do it right the first time. And so rather than throwing things at the wall and half-ass committing to the things in my business, we are slowing down and we are taking a deep breath and we are focusing on how can I do this right? So we only have to do it once. And sure, maybe in this season, that means that we're not creating a million new things. Maybe that means that we're not launching something every single day, like people tell you to do on Instagram. But what that means is that when we create something, we're going to create it once, and it's going to be done intentionally with forethought and with an entire funnel behind it so that it is designed with our full-assed commitment for it to work. And so letting go of that fear that if I put my time and energy into something, it will be a waste of my time and energy. We are letting go of worrying that if I spend this time, it's not going to pay off, because it will pay off, because you will make it pay off. And understanding that it is safe to go slow. It will pay off in the long run to take a deep breath and to do things right the first time. The other side of this is I'm fully committing to what I actually want. I think so often we like minimize our goals and minimize our dreams because we're afraid of what will happen if we don't hit them and what it will mean about us if we don't hit them. Most importantly, right? What will other people think if I set this goal and I don't reach it? That is what's ultimately keeping you back from lining up with the universe and saying with your full ass, I'm gonna have to put like an explicit sticker on this episode because I've said ass so many times, but lining up and saying yes, like this is what we are going for. If you do not decide what you want, if you do not declare what it is that you are creating, the other things in the world cannot line up to make that happen for you and with you. And so really commit to what you actually want and stop creating half-baked results with your half-assed effort because you're afraid of asking for what you want. The other piece of this is we are making slow, deliberate moves. We are not throwing spaghetti at the wall. We are not reinventing the wheel every 5 seconds. We are not succumbing to trends and to what everybody else is saying that you should do. We are going slow to go fast. We are making deliberate, intentional moves and setting up systems and structures to support that growth because that is how you scale. Throwing something at the wall is not scalable. Showing up every day on social media to sell is not scalable. And so we are building intentional like systems in place to create a business that can scale. And lastly, we are being intentional, not impulsive. I get it. I have good ideas all the time. And I'm like, ooh, yes, let's create that. I'm so excited. But before jumping into that, before pivoting in the middle of a Tuesday, right? Having that intention and saying, does this fit what we're currently doing? Do I have the time and energy to do it right? And what is this distracting me from that I really should be putting my focus on? And when I take those things into consideration, I can then decide, is this a good use of our time? Or is this taking me out of my values where I am no longer focusing on that core mindset of do it right so you only have to do it once? So I know that this is kind of a unconventional mindset, especially online right now, where everybody's like, just throw it at the wall, see what happens, like run really, really fast, burn yourself out, all these things, right? I have done that. I've played that game. And so in going into the fifth year in my business, apparently now that I'm better at math, I am slowing down. I'm doing things intentionally. I am putting effort and energy into things that I truly want to create rather than chasing the low-hanging fruit and the quick dollar, trying to make things that I maybe don't feel super aligned with. So I hope that this has made you think a little bit. And maybe you're in that season in your business where you're running just as fast as you can. And again, I believe that there's a season for that. However, that does not lead to long-term sustainable growth. So how can you take a moment, stop freaking out about where your next dollar is coming from, and go slow so that you can go fast to do it right so you only have to do it once? So that's the question I'm leaving you with today. I would love to hear your feedback and hear how you are taking this mindset or even like what mindset you're taking into 2023. Go hang out with us on Instagram at Quantum Course Creator and let us know. We have a whole thread on Instagram to discuss. So check that out. And I will see you in our next episode where I'm going to be talking about the things that you should consider before you pivot. Good question. All right. I will see you then. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in our next episode.